Welcome to More Life Now, the radio outreach dedicated to helping you receive more of the abundant life God has given us. Today, Keith Moore is teaching from the Word of God, a message from the series, The Joy of Faith. Stay tuned, because at the end of this broadcast, we'll be giving you information on how you can receive a free copy of today's teaching. And now, Brother Moore.
Psalm 34, 1, I will bless the Lord at all times. His praise shall continually be in my mouth.
Yes.
Amen.
Yes.
Amen.
We're talking about a way of life.
Yes.
Certainly there's going to be time you're asleep that you're not talking. Don't get technical about this. This is a way of life. You never go a day where you're not praising God all through the day.
Amen.
You never go a night.
Amen.
The scripture said, Jesus said, unless you become converted and become like a little child, you won't enter into the things of the kingdom of God. Well, you know something about little children? Before they've been affected by this world, you play music, they will dance. Am I right or not? They don't care. It's not even crossed their mind what it looks like. Is that right? Didn't even cross their mind. If they see something they think is funny, they will laugh. They will laugh loud. They don't care. They're not even mindful of who might hear it, or if it's appropriate, or if it's not appropriate, or if somebody thinks they're silly, or they didn't even cross their mind. If they're excited, they will shout. They will shout. They will get loud. They will squeal. Huh? They will exclaim. Won't they if they're excited? You have to learn to suppress it. It's a bad thing. Now, I understand as an adult there's times and places for things, but the truth is, you've got millions of Christians. When's the last time they ever shouted? When's the last time they ever danced for joy? This is also why people are so weak spiritually. We got too many depressed Christians. We got too many depressed preachers. We do. And the problem is, everything produces after its own kind. If the ministers are depressed and defeated and have no joy, it's going to affect the congregation. Even if you try to put on a happy face, such as you have, that's what you give. It's going to come across. A lot of Christians are like, who was it? Eeyore. Or Winnie the Pooh. They sound like Eeyore. Okay. I guess we could. I just don't know. They can't hide it. They're so full of depression and they're so joyless, they can't hide it. Half the time, sighing. Oh, God. Oh, God, what? You're not talking to Him. You're not talking about Him. You're using the Lord's name in vain. We are supposed to be the bright, shining, glistening, joyous light of life in our world. We are supposed to be the life of the party. And I don't mean acting a fool, and I'm not talking about, you know, laughing like a hyena at some off-color joke. That's not the joy of the Lord. I'm talking about a real spirit of victory inside you that lights up your eyes, that puts a note of victory in your voice. Hallelujah. You don't have to have all the answers. You know who does. And you know how to get it. Hallelujah. You know everything's not perfect, but you also know this whole thing is just for a little while, just this long. And then we're out of here. The spirit of faith is the spirit of victory. Hallelujah. And if you're believing, you are rejoicing. I said, if you're believing, you're rejoicing. 1 Peter had said, whom though you hadn't seen him, you love, and though you see him not yet believing, you rejoice with joy unspeakable and full of glory. Full of glory.
Thank you, Lord.
Hallelujah. Go with me over to the book of Hebrews, please. In Hebrews, the third chapter, Hebrews 3. This, we're getting into now some things that are specific in direction that the Lord has already given us as a church. And I believe it will reinforce and then enlighten us further as to some things He's been talking to us about up to this point in times past. In Hebrews 3 and 6, it says, but Christ is a son over His own house, whose house are we, if we hold fast the confidence and the rejoicing of the hope firm unto the end. Are we His house?
Yes.
We are the house of God. The house of God is not a building that made with men's hands. You and I are living stones in the house that God is building. And when you see lost people, you ought to think, building materials. Because when the last living stone is sealed into place by the Holy Spirit, He's going to come back and occupy this house forever. And it says we're His own house. If we're His house, if we do what? Hold fast the confidence and the what? Rejoicing of the hope or expectation unto the end. The thing that makes us so joyful is not only enjoying the blessings of God in the present moment, but the best is yet to come. By far. The best is not even in this life. And if you believe it and that's real to you, you just can't stay depressed. What would you be depressed about? Somebody say, we're His house.
We're His house.
His house is a rejoicing house. You're His house if you hold fast the confidence and rejoicing of the hope firm until the end. If you're rejoicing, keep on rejoicing and keep on rejoicing and keep on rejoicing. The house of the Lord is a rejoicing house. And we are His house. Say it out loud, the house of the Lord
is a rejoicing house.
And we are His house. Well, that would make us rejoicers. If you're part of the rejoicing house, you are one of the rejoicers in the rejoicing house. Skip on down to the 10th chapter. Hebrews 10 and 22. 10:22 says, let us draw near with a true heart, in full assurance of faith, having our hearts sprinkled from an evil conscience and our bodies washed with pure water. Let us hold fast the profession of our faith without wavering, for He's faithful that promised. And let us consider one another to provoke to love and to good works, not forsaking the assembling of ourselves together, as the manner of some is, but exhorting one another, and so much the more as you see the day approaching. All this goes together. He's talking about us coming together, assembling together. And even back then, there was folks that wasn't coming to church. They wasn't assembling. They thought, well, I'm fine. I love the Lord. I fellowship with Him at home. I can be as good a Christian as you or anybody else, you know. People say, well, my chapel is out in the woods. My chapel is in the mountains. My chapel is on the lake. I feel closer to God in nature. Well, these phrases are either ignorance or usually rebellion, stubbornness. You can't be a good Christian and ignore the Bible. And who said you couldn't commune with God in the woods all you want to? Why does it have to be on Sunday morning? See, that's convenient for the flesh. But we need to get together according to the Bible. Why? What are we supposed to do? We're supposed to exhort, encourage. The Amplified says, stir one another up. Listen to the CEV. Complete English says, verse 25, some people have gotten out of the habit of meeting for worship, but we must not do that. Did the Bible say we must not do that? Did the Bible say we must not do that? Did the Bible say we must not do that? You know, there's some people, I think if Jesus Himself looked them in the face and said, now, I want you to go to church, they'd say, now, Jesus, you know how close I am to you here in my bedroom. Just stubborn. Some people have gotten out of the habit of meeting for worship. We must not do that. We should keep on encouraging one another. There is a benefit of coming together in the rejoicing house of the Lord. There is a strengthening in the environment of faith. We're supposed to be a family of faith. And if you're believing, you're rejoicing. And if you got joy, you got strength. And you need to come and sit by folks and people in front of you and behind you. Maybe today their joy is a little stronger than yours is. All right. Come on, are you with me? That's going to help you. You'll hear it in the tone of their voice. You'll see it in their eye. And if you yield to that, it'll quicken you. It'll strengthen you. Some things you don't get remotely. You need to be in the presence of it. Now, you can get revelation of the Word by the internet. Thank God. You can be fed and built up. That's wonderful. And the anointing of the Lord can minister to you. But 1,000 miles away from the person sitting in this seat, you're not going to sense the faith and joy that's in them.
And that concludes today's message by Brother Keith Moore. If you would like a free copy of today's teaching from the series, The Joy of Faith, you may call More Life Ministries at 417-334-9233. That's 417-334-9233. Just mention that you heard this message on the radio. You may also download this and other messages from our website at morelifenow.org, where you will find additional information about this ministry, including an itinerary of upcoming meetings. Thank you for joining us today, and be sure to tune in next time for More Life Now.